And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, winning your children to Christ. I'm sure that if we were to question the parents of children all over the world, we'd find overwhelming agreement on the fact that we want morality for our children. We want them to grow up with high moral standards and with the willingness to abide by the legislated moral guidelines of society. And yet, with all of the desire for morality on the part of parents, very few of them are concerned about winning their children to Jesus Christ. We tell our children to do right, but we fail to introduce them to the Father of righteousness. We tell them to honor God, but we fail to teach them that he that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father. We want them to be moral, but we fail to acquaint them with the source of morality. Permissiveness on the part of parents is fatal when it comes to the matter of winning their children to Jesus Christ. God never meant for parents to allow their children a chance of experiencing all the temptations of sin. God's Word makes it clear that parents are to win their children to Jesus Christ early in life, while there's adequate time for the children to spiritually grow in the ways of righteousness. When Solomon said, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it," he was speaking out of the wisdom that God had given him. And the only way to adequately train your child is to show them the need that they have for forgiveness of sins and to lead them to the point where they receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. To try to teach godly living without first seeing to it that the ungodly nature of sin has been forgiven is to put the cart before the horse. Your child needs first to come to Christ for forgiveness of sin. Many verses teach the responsibility that parents have to be soul winners. James 5:20 says, "Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins." 2 Timothy 2, verses 24 to 26, tells us that the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. In Christ's discourse outside of Capernaum, he called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of the disciples, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." There's no question about it. Parents need to be concerned about the salvation of their children, concerned to the point where you're willing to work at setting standards in the home that will lead to the early conversion of your children. Your children can be saved at an early age. I know of many children who've been saved as early as 3 and 4 years of age, but this can only be the case when you, a parent with a God-given responsibility, are burdened about winning your children to Christ. Why don't you begin today to lead your children to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior?
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.